Authorities are in a race to clean up hundreds of tons of chemicals at the site of the Tianjin explosions on concerns that rain could release deadly gas. As rain began to fall on the morning of August 18th, white-colored foam streamed into city pavements, with some local residents complaining about a burning sensation in their lips and joints, though authorities did not say what caused the foam. During a news conference on August 18th, Bao Jingling, the chief engineer of the Tianjin Environmental Protection Bureau, said workers have conducted two rounds of search and cleanup efforts to collect and clean the toxic chemical sodium cyanide. But sodium cyanide dust from the explosion would remain a large risk. Bao warned local residents against exposing themselves to rain because if the dust is mixed with water, it triggers the formation of hydrogen cyanide, a colorless and highly poisonous liquid that becomes a vapor at even slightly above room temperature. The death toll for the August 12th blasts at the chemicals warehouse in Tianjin Port has risen to 114 people. Workers have been using hydrogen peroxide to neutralize the chemicals near the site. But Liu Peimian, a professor of material science at East China University of Science and Technology, said the use of hydrogen peroxide can damage the environment, although the harms are still far less great compared to the deadly chemical sodium cyanide. For Caixin Online, this is Diana Bates.